Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Bitcoin. Yes. It cracked over 50,000 today. I think it retreated just under 50,000, like the last time I checked it a couple hours ago, but cracked over 50,000 today. So you put on Instagram that in 63 days, Bitcoin will recover. I believe, was that 62 days ago? 63 days ago?
62 days ago.
That was 62 days ago?
Yeah.
What was the price at that point in time?
All right, it was in the 30s, I believe. That's when everybody was panicking.
So, okay. So what made you so confident that in 62 days or 63 days, Bitcoin was going to reach back to $50,000?
It goes back to the question you asked me last time. Were we on here or were we doing another interview? Oh, I think we was on live with Keys. And he was like, how many hours do you spend in the market every day?
Yeah.
Remember the answer I told you?
10, something like that. 12, something like that.
11 hours.
Yeah.
So going to that Mamba thing, like the only secret, if I can be real with y'all, the only secret is like systems and then hard work. The more time you put into learning the craft, you'll start to see correlation. So like if you guys, and I'll give you guys a tip, if you go look at every time Bitcoin is drawn over 40%, go do the homework. There is an average amount of time that it takes to go back up. Some people were saying, hey, is a Fibonacci time ratio? That's not it. But if you look to see what the averages are, so in your notebook, like when you got a notebook like this, you should be able to write down all the correlations that you see. So I know for the S&P 500, Dow, Russell, Bitcoin, ADA, because Kayla's been pushing us in it, Ethereum. I know how long the drops will usually last and how long they'll take to go up. It may take you 4 or 5 hours per asset to do, but trust me, it pays off incredibly well. So for those of you got in that 28,000 and some change, and saw it go up in those 62 days, or maybe I'm a time traveler, but the 11 hours a day definitely will get you the breakthrough that you need.
What do you think Bitcoin's projected price could possibly be in like a two to five year time frame?
You know they're gonna kill me in that because I'm gonna hit the Bitcoin a year ago. My coins is gone. You know how much I'll be up right now. 3-year price, if we keep going at this pace, and I was talking to Dream Team earlier, I think I can't prove it yet, so don't put this on the record. But I think a lot of hedge funds are starting to use crypto in the same fashion in which I use futures, where I take a small portion of my portfolio, put it there to get like a crazy return. But if we keep going at this pace for the next 3 years, we should be at $151,318 in like 39 months.
There you have
I know
it.
It sounds crazy, but
there you have it. No, that sounds pretty reasonable, actually. Yeah. That sounds pretty reasonable. That's only triple from where it is now. So, yeah. You know, that sounds like it can definitely hit that. Bitcoin is something that is not going away, ladies and gentlemen. So we encourage you to learn about cryptocurrency. If you have not learned the ins and outs of cryptocurrency, it is important to educate yourself. Speaking on that, another crypto that is making a lot of wave, Cardano, ADA. Something that I'm invested in personally. I've been invested in since 2017. ADA, it's on a run. Mm-hmm. It's on a run right now. A lot of times when crypto goes up, people don't really pay attention to the altcoins, but the altcoins are the alternative coins outside of Bitcoin. But Ethereum is $3,300 and ADA is $2.92. And I would be remiss to say if XRP is $1.25, XRP is climbing up as well.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to hedge in case goes in their favor, then that, I mean, it's going to take up like a rocket. I will agree with that. I just don't like to invest early in things that are getting beat up. I'm going to put a lot of money to it. But yeah, if Ripple beats that case, they'll probably hit $9 in no time.
Open the floodgates.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what will Cardano, kudos to Kayla. If you guys invested in ADA because of Kayla, please put Kayla in chat. But the price that I think it hit is 7. And here's the thing. Bitcoin is like, let's say NASDAQ. Ethereum is like the S&P 500. ADA would be like the Russell 2000 or maybe the Nikkei. The thing that I want you guys to see is how you invest in one thing is literally the blueprint.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To how you invest in everything else. If you ever look into angel investing, they'll tell you about lockup periods that are usually 5 to 10 years. For those of you that invest in real estate, you usually get a good return around the 5 and then 10 year mark. Ideally, if you can hope for 30, great. The blueprint to invest in is the same across the board. They just make you think that because it's a different asset class, there's a different process. One process to be able to dominate everything and you'll be good. Yeah, so think of alternative coins as a smaller index or smaller portion of the market. Cardano may not ever lead the pack in a way Bitcoin will, but you don't need them to. Same way I told you guys last year in December, I think, to study the Russell 2000, you need to go look at the top probably 10 or 15 altcoins. And Kayla gave you a pretty dope alley-oop for free. I think it was like around $1.10 when she told you to get in it. So I hope you guys have profited well off that.
And it's important, like you said, a lot of things have similarities. So mm-hmm. It's like if you're investing in the stock market and you're just starting out, or even if you're seasoned, the most responsible thing to do with the less taking risk out of it is to invest in the bigger companies, right? That's why we talk mm-hmm. about Apple, Microsoft, yep. Google, Tesla. We always talk about all of those big companies. There's a reason why we talk about those, because they're the safer plays.
Yeah.
Same thing with crypto. So like my personal crypto portfolio, I have Bitcoin, I have Ethereum, I have ADA, I have XRP, I have Dogecoin, I have Litecoin, I have Stellar, I have VET, Tron, NEO, OMG, yeah. And a few others. So I say that to say, if you look at the coin market cap, most of all of those coins are in the top 10. So it's not like I'm, and I had all these coins for a long time. So except for Dogecoin, I'll be honest about that, but that's a different story. But I had all these coins for a long time. So it would be safe to say that, you know, it's almost impossible if all of those coins just fall out the top 10.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no different than building a team. Like if you have LeBron, Kawhi, Melo, like Cardano may be like, I don't know. I don't want to say a basketball player and they get upset, but like Jamal Crawford or something, like super explosive. You never know when it's going to take off, but when it does, it's like, oh, wow, like this is a great addition. So when you guys are starting to build your portfolio, and the great thing, Rashad, that you do, like once you believe in something, you will hold it no matter what anybody says. Like, yeah. I'll be like, hey, what you think of Doge? You're like, I'll give it a couple years. Like, that's why I tell you guys, like, you write this down. Risk to reward ratio is the number one indicator. Number two is time in. If you just hold most things for 10 years, and I want this first homework assignment for tonight, I want you to go look at how often the things that you invest in, if you hold them over any 10-year period, how much you'll be up. Gold and probably silver may be the only things you may be drawn down on everything else that is volatile. And for the snipers, for those of you that trade NASDAQ, you can see the parallels and speed of NASDAQ and crypto, and how when they have booms, they have extreme booms. So they may pop up 100% in a couple of days. And then when they draw down, they may draw 50% over the course of a couple months. But if you stay in for a long enough period of time, and I'll say this on record, it almost makes no sense to be a perma bear anything. Like you're going to get what, 12% over 5 years. Like, so when you guys are saying that, well, I want to short this asset, even for those you want to do puts, I'm like, why? The probability and risk to reward ratio of you hitting it out of the park. Like you have to realize, like even when Michael Burry had his big home run, he had to go make a synthetic product that only he believed in. And not to say it was small, but like his return in the Big Short was less than 600%. He got rid of the clients. Now he's freer. Returns have been pretty damn good ever since because the client load is off, and him being his only client, as Josh talked about, like client alpha or client selection is really key. But it makes almost no sense in any game, media, music, marketing, podcasting, real estate, e-commerce, digital platforms, to be short almost any asset class because you're going the wrong direction of the trend.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.